Still sweating in bed for all the wrong reasons? It's time to choose Sheeks. The Sheeks 4th of July savings event is on now through July 11th, with up to 50% off cooling bedding at sheeks.com. That's sheeks.com. Sheeks performance sheets are breathable and moisture wicking, helping pull heat and sweat away so you sleep cooler and drier on the hottest summer nights. Hot nights steal sleep. Sheeks helps you take it back. Visit sheeks.com right now and save up to 50%. That's Sheeks, sheeks.com. This summer, leave the sweat outside and bring comfort home with Sheeks.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Chidi, why did you get here? Who let you in here?
Just kidding.
Security. Nice to see you, Cheats.
Hi. What did you guys think of the new song there?
So good.
Chidi loves the name.
Didn't it give you like soda commercial vibes?
Oh, yeah, it did.
Or like gum commercial or something.
Yes, you're right.
Some sort of refreshing.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I feel like we're going to be seeing it in commercial.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
And we're going to keep playing it. So get used to it.
All right. Before we get to Chidi's tweets, our first talkback of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Anthony from San Jose. Graham, please remember, we always, always appreciate all of the shout-outs you give, whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, pets, all of it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But please play this at 6:28 and 48 seconds a.m., even though I will be podcasting this whole show. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Dang it. 6:28 and 43. Ooh. Yeah, I screwed that one up. Yeah, sorry. My bad. I'll try to do better. A lot of shout outs again coming today after our Yep Nope game. Tune in there if you want to hear your kids shout it out.
Yes.
Did people go back to your DMs to say thank you yesterday after you called someone?
No, they did not.
Of course not.
Yeah.
All right. Chidi, you're in here Fridays and you tweet a lot. No offense, buddy, but Graham will do a dramatic reading.
Y'all, I read a book in one day. Who am I?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Redfish, bluefish?
No.
Cat in the Hat?
No.
Green Go Dogs Go?
No.
When You Give a Mouse a Cookie?
I've never read that book.
Never Let a Unicorn Scribble?
No.
What'd you read?
It's called The Deal.
The Deal.
How long is the book? Like, how long are we talking? Is it some crowning achievements? Like a 400-page book? Is it, you know, is this like a 20-page? Is this a long essay about dills?
Dills.
No, I think it's like 300 pages, maybe more. I really don't know.
Okay. It's 342 pages.
Oh, there we go.
So this is that's a legitimate book.
Is it romantic?
Yeah, it's the off-campus show that I watched. So I read the book and the series.
That's why.
Yeah.
So you were just like so enthralled. Like it was a, I can't put this down because my loins are so ablaze situation.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was like spicy?
It was. And I don't want people to read it because I don't want people to know that I enjoyed reading it.
I think next week we shall have you read some of your favorite passages.
I don't think that could be on the radio.
Oh, it was that steamy.
Did you know it was going to be like that going into it?
No, it's actually a little bit different, more, I think, explicit than the show.
Oh.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And wow. She just couldn't put the book down, you guys.
Wow, in one day, in the previous time that you read a book was, or the last book that you read?
See, I read books, but I don't finish the books. Like, okay. I'll read a couple pages and never pick it up again.
But this one, cover to cover.
Wow. In one day,
you guys.
And what was it called again? So people that want to go read it.
Ooh, The Deal?
Deals.
Don't judge me.
The Deal.
The Deal.
Ooh.
That'll be my next read. Oh, gosh. I should tell you all about it.
Does sound steamy. I'm definitely about to get tanned from working outside. Let me shorts so I can tan my white legs.
I'm glad you brought this up, Chidi.
Wait, hold on. Your legs cannot, they're not that, you always talk about this. They can't be that white.
They are very, they're whiter than
I've seen them.
Oh, okay, that's why I'm glad you tweeted about this.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to have an intervention.
Before we talk about the, before we dive into the legs, what does let me shorts so I can tan my white legs?
You know, I saw the
title. She's obviously Irish.
Yeah, I am Irish, you guys.
Is that what, what were you trying
for? Is it Irish or pirate? Which is it?
What were you?
I would be so upset if I burned my legs.
Let me shorts so I can tan my legs.
Burn my white legs. I meant to say, let me start wearing shorts. Actually, I don't even know what I was trying to say.
Let me shorts.
It's like, let me wear shorts.
Let me wear shorts makes sense. Yeah.
But the tough part is, like, you have to wear the shorts before you.
I know.
You get that color so you can get that color.
I could do a fake tan and then get the color after. Does that work?
Yeah.
Fake tan and then lay out in the sun, I guess.
Yeah.
And real tan.
Because once you have white legs, it's like you can't go out.
No, I'm so embarrassed
to even get the tan.
Right, but if you take those pasty things out in the sun for the first time, you have to put a bunch of sunscreen on because otherwise you're going to burn your legs.
Yeah.
And then you don't get any of the tan because you have too much sunscreen on. It's a delicate. I mean,
do you burn or tan?
I burn.
Okay,
combination of both.
This is not looking good for you, Chidi.
I know.
But I just learned that there's people that put Coca-Cola on their body right before they tan to get like that nice bronze color. Have you guys heard about this?
I feel like I have heard that thing. Yeah, it is.
After I saw one video, I went down a rabbit hole of seeing like 20 other videos, and this is a thing people do.
I could never do that.
No.
It sounds just sticky.
I know.
Yeah, it sounds sticky.
Sounds very sticky.
But do you want the tan?
Yes, I do want the tan.
Then?
But I don't want Coca-Cola on my legs.
Is it acting as like a bronzer? Like, is the color in the soda?
I think the color, yeah.
Transferring to you? Or is it like how people used to like sunbathe and with baby oil and other stuff? It doesn't have any SPF in it, but just amplifies the sun's rays.
I think
rays.
It's like an amplifier.
Maybe. And some people mix it with olive oil, which, I mean, not olive oil, baby oil. So baby oil and Coca-Cola. And I don't know if that's supposed to give
or
you,
maybe
like,
it's a little bit of both.
Tan.
Maybe like it bronzes you and attracts the sun more.
Either way,
I don't know.
I don't want that. Skin cancer. I feel like you're just going to get fried out there. Put some sunscreen on, people.
Yeah. I would be so upset if I burned my legs.
I wouldn't mind burning my legs in the sun. It's going to give me some color.
No, you don't want to get too out of the old base burn before you can start tanning. No, you don't want to get...
I feel like I wouldn't really mind.
You got to do it gradually.
Like once in a while.
Oh, it's horrible. Oh,
gradually takes so long.
I know. Yeah, you gotta get a nice burn going on, then it peels off, and boom, tan. That's what happened to me in Vegas one time. I was like, yes.
And then when you're old, boom, skin cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Let me shorts.
Way to bring it down, Graham. Yeah.
Let me shorts so I can tan my legs.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for.
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Here are the concerts you need to know for this weekend. So tonight, Juveniles at the Fox Theater in Oakland. The Kid Laroi at the Masonic. Tomorrow, Ariana Grande is kicking off her tour at Oakland Arena. Ooh, ooh. And then on Sunday, Pitbull performing at Shoreline. So many concerts.
Nice. It's a good kickoff to the summer. All right, don't look now, but the San Francisco Giants are on a 2-game win streak. We have to celebrate the little things because this season's been rough. They beat the Brewers yesterday in Milwaukee 12-9, giving them a split in that 4-game series. They're now 25-38 on the year. They head to Chicago today for a day game at Wrigley against Cubs. First pitch is at 11:20 this morning, our time.
Go, Max! Get ready for a nice and sunny weekend. Perfect weather to be outside. Highs will decrease a little bit for the weekend. Today's still going to be in the 80s, but the weekend, expect high 70s and a little windy.
Dang it.
Hey, Pisces besties.
Hey, that's Jess.
Yes, your day's going to be a 7 out of 10. Your intuition basically screaming at you today, so take some alone time and listen to it. Fair warning, though, you are a little spicy today, so sit on that text before you hit send because you might regret it. Recharge, reset, and protect your peace.
Spicy like sexy or spicy like feisty?
Feisty. Maybe a little bit of both.
Sexy this morning. Awkward. So I'm like right next to you.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God, you guys.
Yeah.
I watched the Michael Jackson docuseries.
Finally.
And?
and I don't want to spoil anything.
Were you shooketh?
Oh, here we go.
I was. Well, I mean, because I'm only 26 and a half. I mean, literally this entire trial, like, I didn't really know anything about. Like, literally nothing.
Mm. How did you not know it was on your radar? When was the trial? 2014? 2009 or something like
I
that?
I thought it was 2005.
It was literally between, like, 2004?
Oof.
Yeah. I want to say 2005.
Like,
why are you acting like you're in diapers? I mean, again, you're only 26 and a half, but...
Yeah, she probably was in diapers.
Yeah, I know.
If she's 26 and a half, she was in diapers.
But even if I wasn't, let's say I was in like, you know, I was in my early teens or something like that. I'm not watching the news, learning about the Michael Jackson trial.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, it was one of the biggest things happening on the planet.
Yeah, not on my radar.
Got it.
Whatsoever. Yeah, so this is like my first time really like learning about everything that happened. And oh my God, especially, and in this docuseries, there's new information, a new video that has never been seen before. So very, very shook. And the entire time I'm watching it, I'm like, I cannot believe this man had Chidi's loins ablaze.
Seriously.
Yeah. That's the one thing I can't get past.
Yeah, Chidi. I don't know.
Gosh. You went to the theaters and you came back. You came back and you said Michael in his bad era.
Yeah.
It did something to you. Said that.
Mm-hmm. So just a warning that if you watch this documentary, you will not feel that way anymore.
Got it.
And if you do, you're a sick.
Then you're a major sick.
Then there's really something wrong with you. Yeah. Did you guys see the video of the woman in New York? She is walking. Is she on her phone, Jess? I don't know if she's...
She is on her phone.
On her phone, but whatever. She's like walking, minding her own business. You can see this video on our Instagram story, JB Morning Show. She falls into a manhole. And within seconds, like, disappears.
Was
this not New York? This is Brazil?
This one says Brazil.
Okay, maybe it was Brazil. So I don't. Not New York, Brazil.
Well, there's somebody in New York that recently, there's a woman that recently fell into a manhole and died.
Oh, whoa.
That so maybe is the story maybe you're thinking of.
Yeah.
This look, I don't want to be insensitive, but this looks like a cartoon.
That's what I thought of, too, if we had added sound effects.
New fear unlocked.
I know. Thank you so much. And then yesterday, I see this video. I think I saw the New York one, actually, Graham, because I could have sworn it said New York.
This one, the one that we have posted, looks so painful because she steps on the manhole, flips up from laying flat, and then she like hits it on the way down and then falls in and disappears.
So I saw a report yesterday, like CNN is reporting that in New York City, people, like groups of people in the middle of the night are like sneaking into manholes and like nobody knows what they're doing down there.
I was reading about that.
Really?
It's so
isn't
bizarre.
It so creepy? And like maybe
groups of people.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they're like leaving them loose and people are falling into them and they're going down there and they have like lights strapped to their head so they can see down there. What are they doing?
That's scary.
Ooh.
That's not a place that you want to go into the New York City's sewer system.
Yeah, that's gross.
It's gonna be disgusting
about the rats
down there.
Yeah.
But there are sewer people down there.
Doing what? Like,
I don't
get it.
I don't know if that's a myth or not, but there's sewer people down there, and maybe these are people going down to make contact with the sewer people.
Stop. No. I don't know. It's so creepy. And then these people falling into them, like.
Yeah.
And why is it called a manhole?
Right?
I never understood that.
Yeah.
Do you know, Graham?
Well, remember there was that push to make things more gender neutral, so it was going to be a non-specific
person
access cover or something, you know. It was like you remember that some of they had renamed
them.
Yeah, there was a push, I think it was like in Berkeley, to take all the gendered things out of, you know, like manpower and man, you know, stuff like that. And it was like a gender non-specific access point or something. We're like, we're not calling it that, we're still calling it a manhole.
But who called it that? Yeah, why?
Well, it makes sense. It's a access hole for a man to climb into.
But why only men?
Because maybe at the time, men
were largely doing the construction jobs at that time.
That makes sense.
Why not just the hole?
Yeah.
Like, you just call it a hole.
Or street hole or something. Yeah.
Street hole makes more sense. Yeah.
But no, let's go with manhole.
Right.
Great. All right. Don't forget, we have more Kehlani tickets, 7:35 inside our You Have Nope game. Be here for your chance to win. Coming up next, Graham and I each have something having to do with moms, but it's still something that like you, Chidi, and you just can weigh in on. We'll do it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about manholes. there's been a couple videos going around of people that have fallen into them. Graham, I didn't know the woman in New York had died after falling into one.
That's what I read, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That would be so
scary.
Good
morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. This is David from Dublin chiming in on the manhole controversy. The industry is kind of switching to calling them maintenance holes now, so they're mostly no longer referenced as a manhole. We all usually just call them maintenance holes. All right, thanks. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah, because I was like, why are they even called manholes anyways? Mm-hmm. I just don't like that name. Maintenance holes.
Maintenance holes. Now, look, he says in the industry, you know, that's what they're calling them. Pull 100 people on the street. What's this thing called right
manhole.
There? They're going to say it's a manhole. It's going to take a few generations everyone calls them maintenance holes.
So there is a mom. I don't expect you guys to know who she is. I just learned who she is. Her name is Jenny Molin.
Who?
Exactly. I don't know. You know actor Jason Biggs?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is his ex-wife, estranged wife. I don't know. They have kids together. I don't believe they're together anymore. But she has been getting so much backlash online just this week alone because people are bringing up some of her posts having to do with the kids. Go to JV Morning Show. Go to our Instagram story. Look at this one photo that has gone viral. It's her and her 12-year-old son, Sid, on a bed. A lot of people are saying it's very inappropriate.
I can't tell which body's
very
which.
Very creepy. The way that they're intertwined and tangled and legs all over the place.
But they also both have kind of long hair. Her son maybe has kind of long hair, too.
Yeah.
So I can't tell who's who.
She's on top.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's kind of...
What do you guys think?
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
It's like it's the position because she's on top in between his legs.
Yeah. Like, why are you like...
And then holding his hair.
Crushing crotches. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's weird.
There's just no reason for it.
And she says this is just, you know, a loving mother-son relationship. We're the sickos, you know. But people are also pointing to an essay she wrote about being a boy mom. I'm just going to read you an excerpt from here.
Okay.
Because even in that post that we're talking about on the Instagram story, she's talking about how, like her son is, like, the most toxic relationship she's ever had.
What?
And that alone is weird. And then going back to this essay I was just telling you about, she said, several months ago, my eldest was texting with a girl. She was 12, but I could already tell my brand of toxic. She was bossing him around. I complained to Jason that I wanted to intervene before he got hurt and that she wasn't even hotter than me.
Oh, my God.
You're your son.
Red flag.
And a girl that he's talking to.
That wasn't hotter than me. Part of that
crazy.
Is the creepiest part of it all.
I'm glad we're all on the same page here.
But let's be honest, Selena, the relationship with your kids is the most toxic relationship of all time. If you looked at it through the lens of a relationship with any other person, these people are screaming at you about the food that you just prepared them or whatever, like throwing tantrums at the slightest thing. It is the most toxic relationship. If you looked at it through a lens of just like, this is a normal human relationship, you'd be like, why
they're manipulating you.
Yeah, yes. Why they're gaslighting you.
Yep.
They're stealing from you. You know what I mean? It's like all these things that kids do, judged by any normal societal standards, would be like, what
very
the
toxic.
Hell? Yeah, don't
but
be.
But it's okay because it's your kid.
But it's okay because it's your kid.
Yeah. But you're also not laying on top of them. Like,
but right.
No. Oh, and like, hey, that 12-year-old girl, not hotter than me.
Yeah.
That part is where
isn't
it gets
that creepy?
Super creepy. I mean, I think if you took a lot of pictures of, I don't know, when I tuck my kids in, like, I'm damn near laying on top of them. You know, I'm tucking them in. I'm giving a big hug. Like, if you snapped a picture of that, you might be like, whoa, ease off there, creeper. But you're like, that's just... I don't know. Out of context, maybe it's a... But she seems weird. Something...
I know.
Something's weird there.
I know. But now it's questioning... Now I'm questioning me. Like, when do I stop snuggling my kids? I don't do them like that, like on top of them. But, I mean, and they're young now, so I think it's still okay. But at what age should a mom stop snuggling her son?
Now, that's a good
question. I don't ever want to stop. That's my baby.
You have to do it slowly.
Yeah.
Snuggle them slowly? That's
and
weird.
Also, no. Don't...
Yeah.
Don't prompt up a phone to take a picture of it like this.
Yeah,
like, somebody has to because the dads don't.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Also looks like she's wearing like some lacy like boy short type things or something, doesn't it? Like is it the outfit also that gives me something a little creepy there?
It's everything.
If you look at what she's wearing in that picture, I don't know. Am I imagining that or is it like...
I don't think it's lacy.
Selena, do your kids...
It kind of looks almost like it's like see-through in spots, but I don't know. Maybe that's just...
Maybe it's the lighting.
picture.
No, I just looks like shorts to me. Yeah. What, Jess?
Do your young kids still go and sleep in your bed?
No.
Okay.
My husband never allowed them to, and I wish they would. I wish they could.
But there is an age where it will be creepy for you to be snuggling your kid.
I know.
At what age would, like, there most definitely is. Like, I took a nap the other day. My daughter climbed in next to me, little spoon, you know, and it was very sweet. If she was doing that at 12 and you saw a picture of that, you guys would be like, what are you doing, creeper?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There is a lot. I don't know where that, I don't know what that age is,
no,
but there
you're right.
is. You guys would be hella judgy if you saw that at, I don't know what the age is, 11, 12? Like, you would be super creeped out. Right now, if you saw a picture of that, you'd be like, oh, my God, that's
super
the
cute.
Sweetest
so
thing I've ever
age?
Seen.
What is that age?
I think it's got to be, like, by 10, they can no longer sleep in your bed.
What?
Maybe. I think so. Hmm. Once they reach, like, that double digit, I think they're out of there.
Like, cuddling, though. But
okay,
like,
what about, like, the daytime afternoon nap? It was 20 minutes. My daughter, she's 6. She climbed in, and it was like, it was just, my heart melted. It was so sweet. She came and found me and then just kind of burrowed in and was the little
spoon. I think it's fine. I think like 9, 10-ish. Mm-hmm. I think it's time to start, like, you know, slowly.
Like, hey.
Have your own bed. No more love. I mean, okay, Chidi, you disagree. So what age? Like, you think, like, 15 still snuggle?
20.
I think there's, like, I feel like.
37.
Little spoon thing, that's a bit much. But, like, if they're just, like, laying your head on top of you and you're laying down on the bed, I think that's fine.
To fall asleep in the night.
I mean, I wouldn't want my child to fall asleep in the bed with me, but like maybe a nap or something. Like, I don't see a problem.
I mean, putting your head on your parent's shoulder, like, yeah, that's fine too, but we're talking about complete, like,
yeah, complete
cuddles,
spooning and stuff.
Spooning
no.
Mom on top. Yeah, like
that's
in this
weird.
Picture.
I did that well through college. Anytime I'd come home from college, I missed my mom so much. I would like.
You would get on top of her?
Oh, yeah,
you were
both.
The little spoon
Either
or
one,
the big spoon?
Yeah, it was all intertwined. See, it would be weird.
That would be very weird. Uh-huh. There's definitely an age.
There is.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Still sweating in bed for all the wrong reasons? It's time to choose Sheiks. The Sheiks 4th of July savings event is on now through July 11th with up to 50% off cooling bedding at Sheiks.com. That's Sheiks.com. Sheiks performance sheets are breathable and moisture wicking, helping pull heat and sweat away so you sleep cooler and drier on the hottest summer nights. Hot nights steal sleep. Sheiks helps you take it back. Visit Sheiks.com right now and save up to 50%. That's Sheiks, Sheiks.com. This summer, leave the sweat outside and bring comfort home with Sheiks.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show.
Oh, it's Sally from Fremont. I would just like to ask, why are they advertising so many iHeartRadio Earth ads before the show starts? Like, it's way too much, don't you think?
iHeartRadio Earth. Is that on anybody's radar? Maybe she's talking about the iHeartRadio Music Festival, which is coming up in Las Vegas, and it has a stacked lineup.
Maybe. I think there are some commercials.
I feel like,
that are
they play like back to back to back. They're different, but it's they start the same. So I think that's
Got
what
it.
She's talking about. But yeah, the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Another thing that we need to talk about, because the lineup this year is amazing. Mm-hmm. Cardi, who we're about to talk about in trending,
BTS.
She's
going
to be there. Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
Yep. Zara Larsson.
The it girl of this summer.
Yes.
9:10 this morning. Make sure you're here for that chance to win a trip to Vegas for the festival plus $1,000.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Stefon Diggs was asked about his relationship with Cardi B. He was approached by a photog earlier this week. What's kind of funny is the other guy that Stefon was with, I don't know, it was like a coach or something like that. That's the vibe that I was getting. Like maybe someone from his team, I don't know. But they were trying to get the photographer to go away. Like, no, not now. We don't have time for this. But Stefon almost seemed eager to talk to the camera. So he like walked off to be able to answer questions. I'm guessing he really, really likes attention.
Yeah.
But he was asked, you know, what's up with him and Cardi B?
Are you and Cardi together? Are you guys back together?
It's a beautiful childhood mother. I love her to death. You know, but you have to ask her.
What about from your perspective? Because the argument blew up online and people are wondering if you're back
what
together.
Argument?
So remember we talked about that video of them arguing outside of a coffee shop in Maryland? Yeah. And Cardi was going in. Like, she was yelling. She was pointing fingers. And it was awkward because fans were trying to come up and, like, and like they wanted, like, a picture or autograph or something. And Stefan kind of just stood there and took it.
You seem cool. She didn't.
It's okay. Women get like that sometimes.
But so you guys are good?
Great.
They're great. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Graham, about? It's okay. Women get like that sometimes. I don't get like that with my man.
Yeah. Kate does not get like that with me. Again, people are in that kind of relationship. There is something better out there for you that doesn't involve that.
Yeah. However, Cardi said that she was just really hangry. I do get like that. I get hangry, but I don't.
But to that point?
Not to that point.
I get hangry and grumpy. I think that's part of being a human being, but I don't lash out and yell at people about it. I just sit there and think about all the food I want to eat.
I yell sometimes, just mostly at the kids.
Well, yeah. I mean, I yell at my kids too, but that's different.
But what do you guys think? Do you think they're together?
No.
I think they are.
I don't think so.
I don't think they're full on back together.
No.
I think the door is open. I think they're messing around.
Yes.
I think they're talking because Cardi wants to, you know, test the waters, but she's afraid to fully get back in.
So you don't think they will be official?
I don't think they are now.
They're not now. He would have said so. He would have. He didn't need to play all his cards, you know, reveal everything right there. But he would have. Oh, you got to ask her. Like, he would have said more.
Right.
There and, like, given a better review of how things were going. If things were going good.
That's a good point. Really quick, there is a slight push to get number 32 out of the NFL. Graham, do you happen to know who had that number?
Number 32. I don't.
O.J. Simpson.
Oh.
So Tanya Brown, who is Nicole's sister, talked to TMZ because we are coming up here on the 32nd anniversary of Nicole and Ron Goldman's murders. That is, I think, next week. And she said, every time I see someone on the field with that number, it brings me back and I have so much trauma. Now, she's not organizing like an official campaign to get this number out of the NFL, but she wants to raise awareness about what this time of year means and like feels like for the victims' families. She said, I would love for the NFL to realize that this is very triggering as a football fan as well. I hope they take my statement into consideration and do get rid of number 32. And then if not, she hopes that they would at least publicly dedicate the number to Nicole and Ron, encouraging players to wear it in their memory.
Oh, have they done something like this in the past?
I don't think they've ever... They've retired
really.
Jersey numbers that players can no longer, in certain organizations, that a player can no longer wear because they're honoring a player.
Yeah, what about the opposite?
But I have never seen the opposite before. If I was, I think OJ wore that, I'd have to look, but I think he wore that number on the Bills, maybe, and maybe some other team. You know, it's like maybe if you're the Bills, you don't give the number 32 to your upcoming rookie running back. You know what I mean? Or whatever. Like, I can see instances like that, but a blanket ban on a number
that
throughout the
sense.
Entire league seems like a bit much.
I
totally
idea.
Understand it, though. If I was in their shoes, I would probably want the same thing.
Right.
Having gone through what they went through.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, local weekend event reminder. Today, the San Mateo County Fair kicks off. Really feels like the kickoff to the summer this weekend. It's going to be running today through the 14th. They're closed Monday and Tuesday, though. But this year, they have a stacked lineup of concerts as part of the second annual Bayside 101 Music Festival. Of course, all of the thrilling rides that you love, and then the delicious fair food, and then so much more. SanMateoCountyFair.com for all your tickets
Let's
and
go.
Info. Everybody.
Always so much fun.
Have fun this weekend. All right, Elon Musk's company SpaceX getting set to go public at around a $1.75 trillion valuation. And if he wasn't already insufferable enough, that will make Musk the world's first trillionaire.
Oh my God.
But a lot of his compensation from SpaceX in this filing to go public is going to be hinged on whether or not they reach certain milestones. The main one being the establishment of a permanent human colony on Mars with at least 1 million inhabitants. Now, they're talking about this, again, Elon Musk reaching these milestones, which means that's in the very near future. We're not talking about something 50 years off. He's probably not going to be alive. Well, he'll probably be some sort of robot cyborg thing at that point.
If he isn't already. His consciousness to it.
Right.
To something else. I've seen those movies.
Something else. But we're talking about in the near future, 1 million inhabitants on the red planet. They said, quote, "We do not want humans to have the same fate as dinosaurs. We believe the next paradigm shift for humanity is the creation of a resilient, perpetually expanding space-faring civilization that drives continuous innovation across new frontiers." So we're going to Mars, people. 1 million people living on Mars. If there was, in fact, a colony on Mars with 1 million people, that's a lot. Would you guys consider moving there?
No.
But like your whole family could be, everybody's there on Mars, a whole colony, 1 million. We're talking about a huge, 1 million people in a city. That's a big city up there.
No. Yeah, but they're not going to have everything we have down here.
Yeah, I like air.
Like, are they going to have In-N-Out?
Gravity.
There will be an In-N-Out burger eventually.
Okay, that helps.
Drive through. I don't know how it's going to work because, like, yeah, you have to have your little space vehicle.
Yeah. Right. I love gravity.
Yeah.
They have gravity there.
But in like the here?
It's probably a different level of gravity, but they still have gravity there.
I like this exact amount. It's just perfect for
me. This is the gravity you want.
Yes.
I'm sure it's not that far off. The one thing they won't have, probably like oceans. You know, I do like going to the beach.
I do like my Mexico vacations every once in a while.
Yeah, they won't have that. Oh. But they're going to have everything else that you need.
If we go, can we come back like and visit every so often, or we have?
Yeah, no, there's going to be rockets traveling back and forth all the time. Would you go there for? Let's just put it this way, because I don't think any of us would sign up to go live there. No thanks. But would you go there rather than like go to Vegas for the weekend? Would you go there for? Let's say you could take a summer vacation there to Mars.
But there's no beaches.
Well, there's no beaches, but you're going to be on Mars.
Yeah, I don't want
to
do that.
You have to wear the spacesuit. Like,
not when you're indoors there.
I'd have to see like TikToks first of the people that are already there, like to see if they recommend.
We'd have to see some TikTok reviews first.
Yeah.
Hey, bestie, 10 out of 10 recommend.
Yeah, exactly. Mars. Come with me to Mars for a weekend.
Yeah, get ready with me for Mars.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lynette and Alex from Concord, and we just want to give a shout out to our kids, Liam and Sophia.
It's their last day of school. Have a great year and happy summer, kids.
Nice. Yeah.
Happy summer.
A lot of people have their last day today. Congrats.
Who gives a fart?
Grammy, are you excited for the kids to be home all summer?
Luckily, we've booked them into an extensive slate of various summer camps the entire summer.
That sounds expensive.
It is, but you can't have, my wife has to work from home, so like she cannot have them destroying her work time.
And is this like summer activities, like all fun stuff, or do they have to like learn?
It's mostly like fun stuff.
Okay.
Some of the camps they're more excited about than others. Let's put it that way.
Like math camp?
Well, no, I mean, some of the camps just like you said, they're expensive. And so some of the less expensive ones, which we have booked for several of the weeks, I don't want to like besmirch the great name of the Boys and Girls Club or some of the other ones.
Yeah.
They don't have as many frills and fun activities as some of the other ones.
Okay.
But like, sorry, kids.
Too bad.
Yeah.
You're going. All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped-out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And then the first person to get it right is today's winner. You guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
Sure.
Our boss told us a story of how he had to get his looked at and how shocked he was at what came out.
Ew.
He said he had a picture too.
It grossed me out.
Ew.
He did say he had a picture and he was about to show us and I was like, don't do it, sicko. All right, think about what that bleeped out word. That's an HR violation,
isn't
it?
I was about
to call HR. All right, think about what that bleeped out word is. When you have a guest, remember, this is a family show, unfortunately, so it needs to be something PG. Leave us your name and your city along with your guest. Again, on that Talkback mic on the free and newly upgraded iHeartRadio app. Like I said, I was about to go right back into leaving your name and city. We already said that. Yep, but get your guesses in quickly because the first correct answer of the morning is the only one that gets a JV Show Chuck.
Right, and we're going to play some of those first Talkbacks coming up. next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. The first person to get it right is going to be winning today's JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Our boss told us a story of how he had to get his looked at and how shocked he was at what came out.
Now, just remember, this is a family show, you sickos, okay? So keep your guesses clean. Let's go to your talkbacks now.
Hi, this is Scarlett from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is toilet.
Oh, my God, that's so gross.
You guys ever set up anybody, showed anybody a picture of something in your toilet?
No. Not of mine.
You've told us the story of you seeing somebody else's, I think.
I don't remember that.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like I've definitely sent somebody a picture of, like, my kids.
Ew!
Really?
I was like, how did this come out of someone so small?
That's gross.
Every guy listening is like, yeah, I've done that before.
Good morning. Happy Friday. I think... Oh, this is Chris from Vallejo. And I think the bleeped out word is engine. Maybe there were rodents. I don't know. Something in there. Okay, bye.
Engine.
Something gross stuck in the old tailpipe.
Okay.
Nope. Morning, this is Sharifa from Richmond, and my guess is gluteus maximum.
That's two words, first of all.
Talk to the butt.
So if you're showing coworkers,
yeah, that'd be bad.
Something that was
sounds like a lawsuit
in there. Yeah, prepare for a call from HR.
All right, continue to leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app there. We're going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And then the first person to get it right is the winner of the Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Our boss told us a story of how he had to get his... looked at and how shocked he was at what came out.
That's disgusting.
Everybody should get those checked out routinely.
Don't you have to be like a certain age? Like after a certain age, you go in?
I don't think so. Not anymore.
Routine checkup.
Okay.
Preventative medicine's the best.
Starting at what age?
I don't know.
Whenever you feel is right.
Okay. Let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show, so your guesses gotta be clean.
Hey guys, happy Friday. This is Phil from El Cerrito, and my guess is the dryer vent or the dryer. Okay. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
You ever clean out your dryer vent?
I don't even know how.
No.
You got to get back there and detach it and then take all the lint out of it. I highly recommend if you're like, hey, my clothes never, it takes forever to get my clothes dry in there. It's because
that's why.
Your dryer vent is completely
I don't trust myself to take things apart, though. I'm not doing that.
It's usually just one screw that's holding kind of the clasp around the flexible hose or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. It just sounds like a job for my husband.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Aaron from Hayward, and I think the bleeped out word is kidney. You got them kidney stones. Man, them things hurt. All right, guys, have a great Friday.
Ew, if our boss brought in a picture of his kidney stones and tried to show us.
Wouldn't you want to see him?
Yeah.
Like if he brought him in, he could bring him in a little jar, the actual kidney stone.
I would take a peek.
Yeah, of course you would.
That's one thing I just hope. I mean, there are a lot of painful things that can happen to you. That is top of my list of things I don't want to happen.
Just like
to
having
me.
A baby, right?
A jagged shard of glass baby, maybe.
Stop.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Erica from Santa Clara. I think the bleeped out word is gutter.
Gutter. A lot of stuff gets clogged up in there.
Yeah.
Got to clean it out.
Yeah, sounds like a job for my husband.
Oh, there you go.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Leah from San Francisco. Is the bleeped out word ear, like his ear hole. All right, thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Yes, there it is. It is. All right, here's today's clip unbleeped.
Our boss told us a story of how he had to get his ear looked at and how shocked he was at what came out.
Ew.
He did say he had a picture, but we didn't see it.
I couldn't look at it. No. I don't know. It grosses me out. Especially because he was describing how much was in there.
Ew.
And it was a lot.
Sicko.
It was a lot. All right, let's give some shout outs.
Let's do it.
First, That was Rhea in San Francisco with the very first correct answer this morning. She's getting herself going into the weekend. A brand new JV Show Chug Mug.
Nice. Well,
she won't get it like today going into the weekend. She goes into the weekend knowing that she won today. And then in 4 to 5 business days, maybe 7 to 8 business days, then she'll get her Chug Mug. Yeah. All right. A lot of people came with the correct answer after Rhea this morning. So let's shout them all out, shall we? Holy tidal wave of correct answers. Jackson in San Francisco had it. Look, okay. A lot of these people said ears, plural, but like whatever. They get a shout out too, right?
Yes.
The correct answer there was ear. Jackson in San Francisco had it. Our buddy Charles in San Jose. Michelle also in San Jose. Good morning, Michelle. Mike in San Jose came with the correct answer. So did Jonathan in Oakley. Alicia in Vallejo. Yvonne in San Jose. Naomi in South San Francisco. How is this new? She had it. Christine.
It just is.
Yeah, it just is. Christine in San Bruno got it. So did Vicky in El Sobrante. Ellen in Half Moon Bay. Sebastian in Napa. What's up, Napa? We did it. Samantha in San Jose had the correct answer. So did Victor also in San Jose. Damn, a lot of San Jose representing this morning. We see you, San Jose. Felicia and Sheena in Redwood City had it. So did Tatiana in San Pablo. Kyle in Manteca. HG in San Jose. Yvette in Pittsburgh had the correct answer. So did Chris and Brielle in Castro Valley. Sean in Redwood City. What's up, Sean? Mimi in San Jose. Desiree also in San Jose. Jesus, San Jose. You're really trying to show off. Like Yvonne and George also in San Jose.
Yeah.
Joanna in Manteca got it. So did Royce from Fairfield. What's up, Royce? What's up?
Fairfield.
Jenna in South City. Fairfield in the house. Judy's here this morning. Jenna in South City had it. Anybody else I'm missing there, Jess? I know
that
there were a lot of them.
That's it.
So many shout outs.
There's more shout outs coming up after the YFNO game this morning.
Perfect.
Buckle up, everybody. A lot of them.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Aaron.
Aaron
from Nevada.
Aaron from Nevada. Well, happy Friday.
How are you?
Uh-oh. Oh, no. I think we have a bad connection.
Here we are. We're back.
All right. Let's hope that doesn't happen again because we really want you to win these Kehlani tickets.
Woo.
Aaron, we're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You got to get 3 questions correct in order to win these tickets. Are you ready?
Yes. Let's do it.
Question number 1. It's kind of loud back there. Hang on. Pyrophobia is the fear of what?
I'm sorry. What was that?
Pyrophobia. It's the fear of what? Pyrophobia.
It's like a skin condition, isn't it?
It's a fear of something. What is it a fear of?
Pyrophobia.
Pyro or Cairo?
Pyro.
This is not off to a good start.
Oh, Pyro. Is it a fire?
Fear of fire.
Came out of nowhere. All right, question number 2. Question number 2. Which coin has the larger circumference? The penny or the dime?
The penny.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
Easy peasy. Here's question number 3. Bikini Bottom is the fictional city that's home to what animated character?
What? The bikini? What did you say? Sorry.
Bikini Bottom. It's a fictional city that's home to what animated character?
Bikini Bottom, like a swimsuit?
Yes, it's called Bikini Bottom.
I'd like to live in there.
You're gross.
Ew. Well, depending.
Depends on who's.
Right.
What animated character?
SpongeBob.
Yes!
Yeah. So any Googling going on there?
Ooh, great question. Are you cheating?
No, I'm driving.
Good enough for me? Okay. All right. We trust you.
Couple answers have just materialized out of thin air. All right, you've already won the game by my count. Some people have some questions, though. But question number 4, we'll do it just for funsies. A game 2 of the NBA Finals is tonight between what 2 teams?
I haven't been watching. Who's playing?
I know
the Knicks are. Okay, there's one. Who the heck was it?
Not the Spurs. Is it the Spurs? No. Yeah. Yep. The Spurs.
Wow.
Knicks and Spurs, 4 for 4.
Erin, you just won. Oh, congratulations.
You're getting these tickets for Kehlani. Her show is happening at Shoreline.
My kids, yes.
Congratulations.
I've been shopping for my kids.
Awesome. Nice. Well, you got
them.
Thank
you.
Now, I know you're driving, so I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up, okay? We got to get you these tickets. Hang on just a quick second. Ram.
Sorry, I'm just smelling
don't
around
start.
Here.
Don't
just give it a little
start.
Sniff.
I know we have a ton of shout-outs.
The smell test. Yes. Everybody buckle up. There's a lot of graduations and birthdays happening today and this weekend. First one here. Hi, Graham. Can you say good luck to my sons, Robin and Raphael, for tomorrow's Sarna Flag Football Championship 5th and grade division? Go Panthers, says Mom Arlen. Yes, of course.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. Can I please give a shout-out to my fiancé, Alejandro, for his birthday? We love you. That's from Michelle, Andrew, and all the Frenchies. Thank you. Yes, happy
Who
birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. Sarah from San Leandro. Please give a birthday shout-out to my goddaughter, Isabel. She turns 13 on Saturday. We wish her the best birthday ever and have fun in Hawaii. Love Kema, Kylie, Skylar, Cyrus, and Julius. Yes.
Who gives a
I'm
fart?
I'm jealous. Have fun in Hawaii. Graham, mommy is sliding into your
mommy.
DMs. Can you wish my son Noah a happy 7th birthday? I love you. Can't wait to celebrate you this weekend. Yeah, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham, want to see if you give a shout out to my kids. Lilia, Dominic, and Ronan on their last day of school today. Also, a happy early 10th birthday to my baby girl, Lilia. Love a mommy.
I'm a mommy.
A daddy.
I'm a daddy.
And mighty.
Who gives a fart?
I want to give my son, Michael Moreno, a congratulations on your high school graduation. Go Hornets! Love mom, dad, Alyssa, Marco, and Gizmo. Yes, congrats.
Who gives a fart?
Can you wish Davina a happy 8th birthday? Can't wait to celebrate her Saturday. Mom, Desiree, dad, Raiden, Nani, Poppy, and our whole family love you to infinity. Yes, aww, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham, longtime listener. My son, Lennox, turned 10 this week. Please, please, please greet him a happy birthday and have fun at your party. Love mom, dad, and little brother Ollie. Yes, have fun.
Who gives a fart?
Grandma sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. I want to wish my grandson Alex a very special happy birthday. His birthday Sunday. He's turning six. He's six, turning seven. It's his golden birthday, 7 on the 7th. Grandma Olga loves you. Yes, happy
Who
birthday.
Who gives a
happy
fart?
Hi, Graham, can you please give a shout out to my two kids, Isla and Sharif? It's their last day of school, and I'm so proud of them and love them tons. Yes, congrats.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Grandma, son Sebastian graduating elementary school. No cap. We're mad proud of you. Congrats on escaping elementary. Achievement unlocked. Middle school about to get wrecked. We love you, mommy, daddy, and Aiden. Sorry,
mommy.
I'm
a mommy.
And daddy.
I'm a daddy.
And of course,
who gives a fart?
Dad and mom in your DMs, Graham. Today's our daughter Callie's last day of school. We love her. Super proud of her. She's going to third grade next year at Caliber Changes Makers Academy. Go Slugs! She promises to listen to JV Show all summer long.
Yes.
Thank you, by the way. Congrats on the last
day. Who gives a fart?
Hey, JV Show, special TGIF to my three girls, Viviana, Mariana, and congrats to my oldest, Ariana, graduating from elementary today. Go Wildcats! Mom and Dad, love you girls. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. My daughter Janelle is graduating from American Canyon today, and we just want to say congratulations. We love you. So proud of you. She's headed to SFSU. Go Gators! Love your mom, Abby, Dad, Ron, and your siblings, Ashley, Haley, Anthony, Tiffany, and Destiny. Yes, congrats.
Who gives
on
a
that.
Fart?
Hey, Graham, Daddy's sliding into your DMs. Can you wish my son, Sen, congrats for graduating 8th grade? His mom and I are super proud of him. We know he'll do a great job in Hawaii this summer and high school in the fall. Nice.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, guys. Graham, can you please give my son, Javier Martinez, a congratulations? He's graduating from Antioch High School with honors. Go Badgers. Your mom and I are so proud of you, Sacramento State. Here we come, Eddie and Caprice.
Who gives a fart?
Yes, happy last day of school at Holy Spirit Fremont to our son, Wes Corrales. Go Bishops! You are so awesome, kind, and earned the Student of the Month. We're so proud of you every day. Love, Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Sherilyn, Daddy.
I'm a daddy.
Little brother, Coley. They say go Spartans.
Who gives a fart?
I stand corrected. Good morning, go Graham. Spartans. Can you please give a shout out to my son, Santana, whose last day of third grade today. Mom and Dad are so proud of you. We love you. We'll always be your number one fans. Go Santi.
Yes. Who gives a fart?
Hello, Graham. Tia sliding into your DMs. I'd like to wish my baby boy Aiden a happy graduation day from Latimer Elementary School. Go Blue Whales! Tia Lulu, Tio Octavio, and Andresito. So proud of you. Love you so much.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. Repeat mommy in your DMs. Can you shout out Arian and Dariush from the Star of the Sea, last day of first and second grade. So proud of you. You guys crushed it. Love, mommy.
I'm a mommy.
And daddy.
I'm a daddy.
Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Final one here. Hi, Graham. First time in your DMs. Want to give a shout out to my son, Matias. Matias. He's graduating from kinder today. Mommy is so
mommy.
Proud of you. Let's have a great summer. Yes. Congrats to everybody who's on their last day of school
yes!
today. Summer. Here we come, everybody. But keep this in mind as you go about your entire summer, and hopefully you're still listening to the JV Show.
Yep.
Who gives a fart?
That is a great point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What's up, JV Show? Happy Friday. It's Rigo from Cache Valley. I just finished listening to the Yup Note game, man. I don't know. I mean, at first you didn't even know what Bikini Bottom was, and then I don't know where SpongeBob. Anyways, happy Friday, y'all. Have a good one. Peace.
I thought the same thing.
I agree. That was the one that did it for me. I feel like you either know that one or you don't.
Bikini Bottom.
What? Yeah. It's a what?
Yeah.
Bikini Bottom. SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Not trying to be a hater, but maybe two things. One, totally Googling. Come on. Anyways, second, maybe we should do a limit on shoutouts. I mean, shoutouts are great, and I've used them, but I think there's time to make a limit because that was a lot of shoutouts. Okay. Try not to be a hater. Sorry. Bye.
No, I agree.
Thank you to everybody. No, for bearing with us with the shoutouts. It's the end of the school year. Look, next week it'll be crickets during the shoutouts. So just thank you to everybody that's gotten through the last couple of days. I wanted to make sure I shouted everybody out and everybody got their shout out in. And actually, I have some more shoutouts to give right now. Well, these are important ones to me, and I didn't have time to do it in a second. I want to shout out my own son Ford and my own daughter Quinn. They're finishing second grade and first grade today, and I'm so proud of the year they had.
What?
And Dad, in my own DMs, I want to shout them out. But I understand that a minute ago and yesterday and the day before was a lot of shout outs. But you know what? It's the end of the school year and they got a lot of birthdays and a lot of everything.
Graham,
and they always stack up
Graham,
on Fridays.
Don't take this the wrong way. But have you ever considered, like, you can just tell them, like, hey, I'm proud of the year you had, like, in person?
Me to my own kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told them that last night when I tucked them in.
I'm just asking.
But I also got a text from my wife that said, no shout out for Ford and Quinn.
Got it.
I wanted to a second ago, but there were too many other shout outs.
And we're in a tough spot. We want to make sure everyone feels special. And, you know, if you request a shout out, that you do get it. You know,
yes.
It's just hard for Graham to try to accommodate everyone. But thank you for being patient. Thanks.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so fans are so concerned for Post Malone. Go to JB Morning Show on our Instagram story. Go check out this video that has gone pretty viral on TikTok. It's of Post performing. I'll be honest, I'm not really sure when this video was recorded because I know that he did push back his tour with Jelly Roll, and that hasn't started yet. We still have a few more days. People in the comments are debating how old this video is, but it is blowing up now, and it couldn't have been that long ago because he's dressed basically how he dresses now. Like, his style is the same. Only difference is in this video he is barefoot, which I know that still tracks.
Yeah, that tracks.
But he looks so out of it. Like, he is rolling around on the floor on stage. He eventually lays there, pulls cigarettes out of his pocket. He lights up, eventually stumbles to his feet, walks over to the edge of the stage. And even the way he's walking, he's like slumped over, moving hella slow. It's weird. Then he like stares out into the crowd and then spits. Everyone really worried, and a lot of people even saying this is very reminiscent of Amy Winehouse's last performances before she died from alcohol poisoning in 2011.
Ooh. Like, not good.
You're watching the video, Graham. This is not normal behavior. Would you agree with that?
I have seen Post Malone perform before, and people have always kind of called out his strange behavior on stage, but I think this is pushing.
This is different. Yeah.
This is a little further than that.
This is different.
Yeah.
And now people are like, well, did he really lose all that weight from eating healthy like you said? Or, you know, could it be something else like substances? And again, nothing confirmed here. These are just questions being asked online.
Is it possible that, you know, every now and again before a big show, you pre-party a little too hard and people are stopping by your dressing room and, oh, you want to do a shot? You want to do a shot? And then all of a sudden it catches up to you while you're on stage and you're like, oh man, I went a little too hard. I mean, the dude's a rock star.
It's possible.
This is rock star behavior.
Yeah, but I mean, when you consider like there's been rumors of substances stuff before. And again, yeah, you can chalk that up to being rock star behavior. But there's also the fact that he pushed back the tour. He said because he wasn't ready. Is it something else? Is he actually not well? You know, there's all these other things people are taking into consideration.
Yeah, I mean, if I saw this video out of context and like didn't know who that,
it doesn't look good.
Didn't know it was Post Malone, you know, like in just any artist, I'd be like, whoa, they look like they have a problem. Because it's Post Malone, I feel like I give him a little bit longer of a leash because like this seems to be sort of the lifestyle that he lives. Is it a healthy one? Is it one that's going to ensure that you have a nice, long, healthy career? Not necessarily.
Right.
I don't know.
So you can go check out that video, JB Morning Show, on our Insta story. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, FIFA. A lot of fans upset right now after they just announced a ban on water bottles at World Cup venues. They're saying, look, normally soccer fans used to being able to bring in a factory sealed water bottle, you know, like one that you bought and want to bring in, or an empty, you know, reusable water bottle that you can then use at a fill station inside. And they're saying you're not allowed to bring any of that in. You got to buy your water once you get in the venue. And people are like, what the heck? Because, look, World Cup about to kick off here pretty soon, and it's going to be hot at a lot of these venues, and people want to be able to bring their own water in and smuggle their own alcohol. And of course, they are saying they're doing it to protect the health and safety of all players, referees, fans, volunteers, and their staff, because there are, have been instances at soccer games where a lot of stuff gets pelted down onto the field, and these things could turn into a weapon, so to speak. And so they are not allowing it. But a lot of people are also saying, no, this is a flat-out money grab. Like, you just want us to have to spend more money once we get in the door, on top of this already being a very expensive ticket.
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
They obviously want you to pay money and, like, buy things once you're in there. Okay. But there's, but I mean, it wouldn't be, like, the first time that you know, things are banned because they don't want it being thrown around.
Okay, a lot of places do that. if I can buy a water bottle once I'm in the door, shouldn't I be able to bring a factory sealed water bottle in? I understand maybe not wanting to allow people to bring a metal reusable. I mean, that's the way it should be, though, because it would cut down on all the plastic waste, a refillable thing. But some heavy refillable metal thing seems like it's way more of a weapon than a plastic
squishy
water bottle. The plastic that they make water bottles out of now is so thin. It's like nothing.
That would not hurt.
That to me is kind of like, I don't know.
It seems like they just want you to
spend more money. Yeah. But I don't like the fact that this is then just going to generate so much more single-use just plastic garbage, because now everyone's going to have to buy everything on the inside, and you can't use something
refillable. Of plastics, you know how ever since you know, certain laws passed and we've gone now a little over 6 months without getting plastic bags at grocery stores? Did you guys still have like a lifetime supply in your cabinets anyways?
Yep.
I am still using plastic bags at my house. I had like hundreds
saved up. Just a stack of paper bags, and I don't know what to do with them. And I keep getting them, and I feel bad throwing them away, so I try to reuse them for other things, and it just doesn't
work. Well, they should go into your recycle bin. That is one of the items that is recyclable, those brown paper bags. Yeah. So I would put them there. Yes, do feel bad about straight throwing away. Please recycle those.
I'm still living off my stash of the plastic ones, though. I like had so many, and I still have like hundreds left.
We have a lifetime supply of the plastic Target bags. Mm. They've now switched to sort of a canvas, isn't the right word. I don't know what that thing's made out of, but they've sort of switched to that bag on a lot of the Target. If you do the Target pickup order, it comes in that bag. But they were for a while using the heavy plastic bags, and there were so many under my kitchen sink that I think it was pushing into the drain pipe plumbing.
Oh,
I think
my God.
The plumbing was starting to get a drip because there were so many bags just expanding under there that it was creating a problem. Oh, I'm like, this, we have to stop.
That's funny. All right, guys. Yeah. I do have to head out a little early.
What?
Now. I know. My daughter is, she is promoting from eighth grade.
Who?
Today, the daughter that we do not speak of
at this
time.
Oh, yeah, that's why I said, who?
Didn't know she existed. Yeah, so I have to actually head out to go do that. She's going to be a high schooler after today.
Do you want to give her a shout out?
Nah, because she's not allowed to exist on these airwaves.
Who gives a fart?
But my little Kiana, that's my baby.
Yeah.
This
is a big day for her.
I do have to head out and go handle that. Thank you guys for taking care of the rest of the show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Selena just had to step out for the remainder of the show. She's going to her daughter's graduation, the daughter that we're not supposed to know exists because she's embarrassed of her mom. But we're happy for her, so who gives a fart there? I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
We're going to take you the rest of the way, hopefully be able to land this plane on a Friday. Things are a little, it was a mad scramble there as everyone was readjusting to sitting in a different seat in the studio and assume new controls and switch headphones and plug things in. And I think we are now hopefully up and running. And right now we want to give you the shot to win $2,500. Mm-hmm. We're doing a $250,000 giveaway in total. And it is all to celebrate America 250. Your keyword in this giveaway that you need to go enter at wild949.com. If you want to win $2,500, your chance to win $2,500 is birthday. Take that keyword, birthday, over to wild949.com. Enter it there. And like I said, you might win courtesy of America 250. $2,500.
Dude, I could use some extra money.
I think we all could. That's a nice one. That's a nice thing. All right, I want to get you guys' opinion on this because a South Carolina police officer is now facing felony charges and has also been fired from his job as a police officer for pointing a loaded firearm at a fellow police officer over a workplace dispute. I want to know who's... Look, that sounds wrong, but wait till you hear what this other guy did.
Okay.
This was a workplace dispute at the police station. This guy, a 46-year-old Michael DeBice, says that his coworker was heating up some fish in the microwave.
And
the stink was so bad that it... Look, there was an argument that, and then he ended up pointing a loaded gun at him. I think we can all agree that heating up fish in a company microwave...
Yeah. That's a crime.
You should get a gun pointed at you.
Ooh.
Are there any other foods other than... What are the off-limit workplace foods? Because I think you could bring... I think you could bring fish.
No.
I think you could bring fish in to your lunch in like a Tupperware, but you can't heat it up in the microwave. Yeah.
Okay, that's valid.
And even then, I think that's borderline getting a gun drawn on you if you even bring fish in.
Yeah, any seafood.
Yeah, nothing from the ocean.
What about some leftover shrimp tacos?
No.
I can't bring those in?
Shrimp, I feel, smells less than anything else.
True.
Still has that. The essence of the ocean, though.
Yeah.
I guess maybe like
how about
ceviche?
Some scallops? Can I bring some scallops in and heat
Are
them up?
Are you warm?
I'm
going to
put them in the microwave.
No.
Anything that has a pungent smell or like anything that just smells even more when you heat it up, I think it's off limits.
Do you think this guy should have gotten fired from his job?
No.
The one that pointed the
Wait,
gun?
Yeah, which one?
He did point a gun at
that one,
a coworker.
Yeah.
But we'd all want to do it. I mean, if we had a firearm, I guess, if we were a police officer. You can't put fish into a microwave at work.
And I have a feeling this wasn't the first time. Like, I have a feeling this guy was a repeat offender, and that's why, you know, it caused this big of a reaction. I feel like this couldn't have been his first time bringing in the fish.
The problem is when you microwave something like that, the microwave... smells like that for like the next
days.
I don't know, you go to heat up your just regular lunch in there, whatever it may be, and it's gonna come out
like
with the essence of that.
Mm-hmm. But what about tuna, because you're not heating up tuna
sandwich. I think you can bring a tuna sandwich in.
I think that's off limits too.
Yeah, me
you
too.
Can't bring a tuna sandwich for lunch.
Your breath is gonna smell like
that's too smelly.
But tuna sandwich, that's like a classic lunch item.
Especially,
I'm not making a tuna melt there in that little toaster oven thing. That's probably too far. But a cold tuna fish sandwich?
I think that's too far, too.
Because once you open, like, if you take it out the bag or whatever, it's going to smell the whole room.
And if you work in a space like we do where it's very, just the smells in here.
Yeah.
Just enclosed in here for a while.
I mean,
yogurt. Anytime I bring a yogurt, it smells like yogurt in here for forever. It's yogurt off limits.
It smells like yogurt feet.
Or the chug wheel, when you open up that tuna thing, it just smells the whole room up. That thing smells so bad.
Speaking of the chug wheel, do you want to let people know that you guys opted out of it today?
Well, technically, we can blame Selena. Mainly because she's not here and can't defend herself, but also because she did have to leave early.
Yeah,
so we had to accommodate.
Right, but people listening, because they're tuning in just a couple minutes, they want to hear the JV Show Chug Wheel game. One of the items on the Chug Wheel, this morning's Chug Wheel featured item, tuna punch, which is tuna juice and Hawaiian punch mixed together. And then now they're going to be disappointed that we're not playing the game. Ooh. Do you want to address that?
No, I think you should address it.
No, I mean, I voted we still go. And then
really?
Everybody else, I was outvoted 3-1.
Oof. Yeah. I don't know.
I just want to be fair, you know. Yeah. She gets a pass.
True. Yeah. It wouldn't be fair if she got a pass and we didn't.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have made her chug before she left.
Let the record show that I voted for the game to
Okay, and I did not vote for the game.
Go on. Chidi voted against it.
I voted against
She's
it.
She's like, I'm only in here one day a week. You guys are killing me. All right, I got
Matter
a couple.
Matter of fact, let's just get rid of the whole thing.
No, that won't be back next week. Hopefully someone will be drinking Dang the tuna it. Punch. I got a couple more DM shout-outs here I got to throw in here first. Good morning, Graham. Can you please shout out my son, Arlo. Happy last day of third grade. He loves tuning into the JV show every single morning. He also wants to know about the chug wheel, but we'll move on from that. We love you, Arlo. Awkward. Bear, love daddy, mommy.
I'm a daddy.
I'm a mommy.
And little brother, Amias. Okay, congrats.
Who gives a
and
fuck?
One, morning, one more here. Morning, Graham. I was wondering if you could shout out my daughter, Penelope. Happy promotion day to Penny P. So proud of you and all your hard work and growing you have done. And off to first grade you go. Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Daddy.
I'm a daddy.
Wee Wee and Daisy love you very much.
Who gives a fuck?
What's a wee wee?
I don't know. I mean,
wee.
Anyways, congrats again to everybody that is on their last day of school today or graduating tonight or promoting.
Woo, woo.
Like Selena's daughter. Congrats to all you guys.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Y'all need to play the chug wheel. And if you guys lose, then you guys just chug on Monday. That's what y'all should do. But you guys can't cancel it. It's Mando.
It's Mando, you guys, that we play the Chug Wheel. I know a lot of people, if you're tuning in right now to listen to America's favorite game, the JV Show Chug Wheel, I am sorry. I regret to inform you that Selena had to leave for her daughter's eighth grade promotion. Whatever it is, she had to step out. And so we are postponing this week's Chug Wheel until next week. And he said it's Mando. We should just go ahead and play and then we'll chug on Monday. The only problem is we would have had to send, if you've listened to the game before, we would have had to send Jess out to the street to ask a random person 8 questions. Right. And then we would have had a caller call in and see if they're answers match up with that one. And it's just like, at this point, we didn't do any of those things, so it's tough to play the game. We could just have Chidi spin the wheel and see what she wants to... If you're, are you thirsty, Chidi?
No,
you,
not really. I've had enough water today. I'm good.
We'll take that.
I blame Selena.
By the way, it is the JV Show. I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
And Jess, what do you got?
Can we talk about the amount of adults that still rely on their parents for financial support? Because this new report came out, and I don't know if this number is going to shock you or not, but 42% of adults still rely on their parents for financial support.
42, is there an age range attached to this, or 42% of all adults?
Of all adults in general. So they say more than half of millennials and a third of Gen Z still depend on their parents.
More than half of millennials?
Yeah, and a third of Gen Zers. Which I actually am pretty shocked by this number, but I kind of get why, because, I mean, surviving on your own nowadays, it's hard.
Yeah.
However, I don't think you should necessarily rely financially on your parents, but I can understand it.
Well, in an ideal world, yeah, you are not relying on anybody, right? You're salary is fantastic and it can cover all the costs of living and buying a home and stuff like that. Ha! It doesn't do that anymore. That's the biggest problem. I mean, you look at even home prices, what they've done over the last 50 years or whatever. Have salaries kept up with that same increase? Not even close, you guys. Not even. The buying power that you have today with your salary is minuscule compared to what, you know, your parents' generation or the generation before, their buying power when it came to things like buying a car, buying a house, you name it. Like, our buying power is so diminished, and it's comical. So it's just nothing. There's just almost no way around it. So this number is a very high number, 42%, higher than I probably would have guessed if I was put on the spot.
Yeah.
But I also totally understand it. And the problem is things right now are trending even more strongly in the wrong direction.
Yep.
We're seeing a jump up in consumer prices and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And gas prices, have they gone down? I thought this war was supposed to last like a week and the strait was going to be open. I mean, the strait already was open and then they closed it because we started the war. But like, wasn't the thing, everything supposed to be back up? And then
I thought so.
I was supposed to be paying a lot less at the...
Yeah, nope. Gas prices are still the same.
Yeah, I was over $6 this morning when I filled up and that cost a lot of money.
Yep.
Apparently, the average age where Americans expect to achieve financial independence is
84.
That tracks probably a lot more, but okay. 37.
That's when they expect to achieve financial independence. Nope. Yeah, push that back by another 10 years.
I still live at home, so I depend on my parents like 100%.
See, but it's tough. And I'm already 31, so I'm like, dang, I have 6 years to get my life together. I mean, thankfully now, like, I feel like since I started working, I haven't had to depend on my parents that much. But would I love to go back home and live with my parents?
Yeah.
Yes, because that would be a lot cheaper, and it would be so much easier to survive.
I mean, I'm only 28 and a half.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I think I've post graduating college, I never got a cent from my parents. I've never, Oof. I've never gotten any help. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of the agreement. Like, right. once you graduated, we helped you this far. You're on your own. Like, figure it out. And but even from the time that I graduated, again, I'm only 28 and a half, right. Of course. But I think even then, the not depending on your parents financially was more achievable even. And that's recent history from now till then. It's so much harder now.
So do you think because it is getting harder and harder that you'll be a little bit easier on your kids once they get to that certain age?
Oh, figure it out, kids. I'll help you. I'll hold your hand for a little while. And then...
So once they turn 18, bye.
Yeah, I want to retire too, bro.
But the cost of living is so high and, like, mm-hmm. you know, renting is so high.
Yeah.
What it's if they want to stay on your phone plan? Because, you know, it's a lot cheaper. Wow.
What if they want to share your Netflix account?
Wow.
Well, get your own stuff, kids. Get your own. That should be motivating.
What if they go to your house and, like, take a couple groceries here and there? Because I do that at my mom's house
sometimes. Me too.
No, dad's hungry
toilet
too.
Toilet paper.
Nope.
Cleaning supplies.
No, get your own clean supplies.
Wow, so just cut off.
Yeah, good luck, kids.
Okay.
You'll be fine out there. All right, coming up next on the JV Show, we got to talk about this new coffee trend.
Yeah.
And I do want to ask our very own barista, Chidi, who's in with us on Friday, if she's seen this at, shout out to Dutch Bros, boop, boop. If she's seen this at her workplace. We'll do that coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Selena stepped out. Well, more than stepped out. She just flat out left us, but she's going to her daughter's graduation or promotion. Is that what we call it?
Promotion.
A promotion.
Yeah, great.
The talkbacks are already swirling about the lack of a chug wheel game this morning.
Good morning, guys. It's Lindsay from Napa. I'm just saying, I think since you guys aren't chugging this fine Friday, I think you should have two people chug next week just to, you know, keep it fair. Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Any thoughts on that?
That doesn't sound fair.
Yeah, I'm out on that one. Two people chugging. Well, we'll have to work in some sort of a penalty. I blame Selena, of course.
I blame Selena, too.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Seth from The Nud. This is not okay. I mean, it's just not okay. How dare you guys not do the chug wheel game? Like chug. Just spend the... Seriously? Just because Selena's out? Seriously? Just wild, you guys. In fact, you guys are not even there. OMG, you guys are not there. You guys tricked us again, took another extra day off. How dare you? Ah, no regrets.
No regrets. All right, the talkbacks continue to roll in. People very upset. By the way, this is the JV Show. I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Selena had to leave early this morning, and so we postponed the JV Show Chug Wheel game until next Friday at its regularly scheduled time.
Which is something we can do, by the way.
We can. But people also can be very upset about it, which they are, again, a lot of talkbacks rolling in about that very issue. Don't worry. It'll be back.
Yeah.
It'll be back next week, right?
And we are live, by the way.
And we are, in fact, as Seti said, no regrets. We are in live this morning, although taking a day off today.
Would have been nice.
It does sound nice.
Hi, this is Amber from Fairfield, and I want to give a big, big shout out to my daughter, Raylan, who completed kindergarten. Honey, I am so proud of you. Watching you grow this year has been amazing. I am so proud of you. And also to my niece, Bella, who graduated 8th grade. She's going to high school. Honey, you did it. I am so proud of you. New beginnings. And happy graduation to everybody else. Summer, woo!
Summer, woo! Happy graduation is right. Or last day of school, whatever you're celebrating today. Yes, summertime is here.
Who gives a fart?
And again, my apologies if we were not able to squeeze in every single DM or talkback birthday shout out this morning. We're so sorry. There were so many. If you listened earlier to the Yup Nope game, we stacked up about 30 of them right there. And people were mad that we gave too many shout outs. So I'm sorry to everybody, but we see you and we're proud of you. Congrats. Have a great summer. All right, now to this new coffee trend. I'm confused by this one, Jess.
Yeah, new coffee trend alert. Everybody, blue.
Sorry. Let's make it official.
So people are ordering something that they are calling deconstructed coffees.
Oh, God.
So
I'm already, I can tell this one is already going to piss me off.
So picture ordering your favorite latte, but ordering it deconstructed. So they put the milk in one cup, the syrups in other separate containers, the ice in another cup, and the espresso shots or whatever in another cup. They give them all these cups to you. You go home and you construct it yourself.
Why?
So people are posting videos doing this, like, reconstruct my deconstructed coffee order with me.
Oh my God, you should get punched in the face.
Just make it at home.
Literally. And they're saying, oh, well, you know what?
I don't have all those ingredients at home. I don't have the two pumps of, you know, whatever kind of syrup. I don't have vanilla sweet cream cold foam cheaty at home. Do you?
But are you going to pay $10 to do something yourself when it could be done for you?
Yeah. No, I'd rather have a person that knows what they're doing do it.
A lot of people are doing this for delivery so that it's not watered down by the time that you get it.
Oh my gosh, just put no ice. I don't understand just having everything separate.
Right, so I was wondering, Chidi, because you work at Dutch Bros.
Yeah.
What's up, Dutch Bros?
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Has anybody ever ordered a coffee like this?
No.
Or is this just an LA thing?
I think that's an LA thing.
If they ordered like this, would you punch them in the face?
I would think about it. I would actually do it.
You give them the blue straw? Which color straw is the bad one?
The blue one.
Yeah, you get a blue straw.
That's not really bad. But I would give you the side eye. But just, I understand the whole watered down thing, but just ask for no ice.
Yeah.
And because at that point, like, your shots are going to be bad. It's not going to taste as good if you don't have it done.
Mixed by the actual barista.
But what would you say to those people that are like, yeah, but every time I get my drink, by the time it arrives to me, it is watered down. It's not good anyways. Maybe this does give them a better chance to have a good coffee experience.
If you say no ice, it's not going to get watered down because it's just milk and espresso and flavor.
So then just add your own ice. That's probably a good thing, because anytime people are like, hey, we want to bring you guys coffee, and we're always like, yeah, you put the order in, by the time it gets to you,
it's all watery.
It's different. I feel like coffee just in general is not a good delivery item.
No.
The hot coffees, they're always cold by the time they get to you, and the ice ones are all melty.
But people are also calling out how wasteful this is.
It is.
Because,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Instead of getting one cup, you're now getting four, which are going to go straight to the trash before you even finish that drink.
Exactly.
Yeah, just throwing away five cups.
Yeah. But okay, Chidi, so if somebody were to ask you to do this, though, do you decline? Or do you
charge
have to
extra?
Actually...
I'm not doing that. I would be like, could put no ice and we can give you an extra cup of ice for later, but we're not going to put it in like four different cups for you.
The customer is always right, and I always drink my lattes deconstructed.
Sorry, not here.
I want to construct it myself.
I will say, though, our energy drinks, people will deconstruct that. So we'll give them an ice cup, and then we have a can of energy drink, and then we give them the flavor on the side and another cup.
So you're already doing it. That's the same thing.
Yeah, but it's a little bit... I guess.
I'm annoyed by that.
Wait, but what's the reason for that one?
Same thing. People don't want to drink it right away. They want to save it.
Get their energy later.
Yeah. Because our things do come in a can, though, so that's why I feel like it's a little bit better.
That's an easier deconstruction. Yeah. Okay, Chidi, and you will be working at Dutch Bros.
I work for people tomorrow morning.
Okay, tomorrow morning at the Dutch Bros. In Dixon.
Yes, in Dixon.
Get out your maps.
Next to the Walmart.
Okay. Get out your maps.
I have seen a couple of JV Show listeners pull up, so.
Nice. Okay, everybody, do me a favor. Go get a deconstructed latte tomorrow from Chidi at the Dutch Bros. In Dixon. And please record a video of that.
Yeah. And I will post you on my Instagram calling y'all out, because don't do that.
Chidi will slam the window on your face.
Exactly. And give you the blue straw.
Tag JV Morning Show on Instagram there. Give us a follow and tag us there so we can watch that video.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
That was a little breathy. Wasn't my best work. Wild 94.9, it's the JV Show. I'm Graham.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Chidi.
All right. I was going to say Selena's not here, you know. She's at her daughter's promotion.
Movies, shows, and the most talked about stories.
Who gives a fart about that?
But trending, Graham. Let's talk about Euphoria really quick, because...
Are you 2 days in a row, every time we've talked about Euphoria, it's gone into the world's biggest spoiler alert. You've spoiled the entire season and the final episode. I guess I don't even need to give a spoiler alert because we've already done it.
We've already spoiled anything that needs to be spoiled, right. But Anna Van Patten.
Who?
She is plays the character Kitty.
Who?
In Euphoria. She basically, she plays a dancer.
Okay.
And she recently shared the details of what it was
An adult dancer?
An adult dancer,
Got it.
She shared the details of what it was like to wear a prosthetic BBL.
So in the show, yeah, in the show, her character goes to Mexico to get a BBL, and they purposely kind of made it look kind of botched. So it looks, it looks lumpy. Oh, it does. It looks hard.
Okay.
It doesn't match her legs, but I know that that was on purpose. But she said that that experience was wild because she had to get a butt scan, and then create the prosthetic, obviously. It was a 10-day shoot, and then she had to wear that butt every day for 10 days.
Talk to the butt.
You either get a butt scan and then a specially fitted. That makes sense, especially fitted prosthetic butt. Yeah.
She said it would take 2 hours to put on.
Whoa.
And honestly, you hear about all of these celebrities that have to, you know, sit in a chair for hours and hours to get some prosthetic, you know, figure done on them. I think this one sounds a lot more fun than like having something on your face.
Do you think so? Because like, what if you have to go to the bathroom? Like, what is the process in like removing that kind of that?
Wait, I didn't think about that.
Hopefully there's still an access avenue there for you to use, right?
Yeah,
for
the number. But
it still sounds dirty because then
you got to wipe a fake butt.
Right.
Yeah. You said too much. That's gross. Yeah. That's a good question, Chidi. I didn't even think of that one. I always think about, like, you see the, you know, people that go under, these actors that go undergo these incredible transformations. I always think back to Jim Carrey playing the Grinch, and he says that was absolutely miserable. Like, he wanted to quit doing the movie because it took so many hours to get ready every day. It's like, by the time you got that whole thing on, I'd be like, can we shoot the whole movie? I'm not going to take this off. Let's shoot the entire movie. I'll wear this for 1 week. I'll sleep in it, whatever. Like, because to have to take that off and then put all that back on would be such a hassle. But yeah, back to the butt one. How did you go number two?
I don't know. Other than that, though, spoiler alert, I guess.
I knew it. I knew the spoiler was coming. Spoil on.
You should know by now that Zendaya's character passes away.
I didn't know that.
You should know by now that happened.
What about the people that are waiting to this weekend to watch it?
Well, you should.
Well, they know now.
You had plenty of time. You know now. There is a theory, you guys, that this whole time she has just been narrating the story from her point of survival. So people are saying maybe she. It looks like she was killed off in the show, but she actually wasn't. And this whole time she's been alive and she's been telling this story of how maybe she overcame addiction.
Wow. And spoiler alert, also fan theory.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if this theory is true, wouldn't this open up the possibility of a new season?
They're not going to do another season of this.
They just confirmed that there will be no other season.
This thing is done.
So she is gone.
The cast got a little too old.
R.I.P. Rue.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of, I needed more with the ending of that season, but
I just needed more with the beginning of that one episode.
With Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah, that was the only, that's all the Euphoria I've watched. I could use a little more of that. I may go back and
revisit
that. Well,
just keep on watching. There's plenty of more scenes like that.
All right, the crack is getting bigger, you guys.
Oh, no. Talk to the butt.
There's a crack in the Pacifica Pier, and it was discovered yesterday morning. And because it looked serious to engineers, they immediately evacuated the pier and shut it down. They're describing it as a severe structural crack. And apparently, already by today, it's gotten worse. Visual inspections over the last 24 hours showed a gap about a foot wide at the top of the walkway and a wider crack at the base of the structure where the entire thing is beginning to just separate. The closure forced the immediate shutdown, unfortunately, of the Chit Chat Cafe. That thing has been there for decades out on the pier. The business owners said they had to immediately evacuate. They don't even know if they can go back and get any of their equipment or stuff because the situation, it's just that dangerous. It's a shame because the city spent about $19 million on repairs to the pier following a bunch of winter storm damage that was suffered to it. So it was kind of like, we hope this thing was fixed up and going to be, usable for the foreseeable future. That doesn't look like the case. Some reports are saying that the cafe and other sections of it, or maybe the entire thing, need to be demolished. So this, you may have to be taking a moment and say your goodbyes to the pier itself, but probably the Chit Chat Cafe, that thing will not be there. They say their customers, if you do want to support them, they have a second location on Manor Drive in Pacifica. Please go. If you normally go to that one, please go spend your money over there and support them. But
that's so sad.
Take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Not good.
All right, coming up next on the JV Show, our buddy Chidi's in this morning, if you didn't already know, and she tweets a lot. And so we like to do a dramatic, I like to do a dramatic reading of some of Chidi's most favorite tweets. We'll do that coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, it is the JV Show. And let me start by saying, thank God it is Friday. Woo, it has been a week. I'm Graham. Mm-hmm.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Selena out this morning. Well, out the second half of the show. She's at her daughter's eighth grade?
Eighth grade promotion, yeah.
She's going to be in high school?
Dang, yeah. Selena has a high schooler.
That's crazy. And to be only 26 and a half, she claims, that's even more shocking.
Right?
Don't use your calculator on the math for that. All right, if you have left us a talk back this week trying to win a 4-pack of tickets to this upcoming Tuesday's Giants game. It's against the Nationals, right? City Connect Tuesday?
Yep.
If you have left us a talk back this week, listen close right now. We are about to play the winning talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Denny from San Pablo just calling in because I want to win those tickets for next week. It's my only day off on Tuesday. I'm trying to go see the Giants. I'm going to bring my family. Come on, let me get those tickets. Let's go.
Let's go. All right. Danny from San Pablo, nothing to do on your end. You don't need to give us a call if you're hearing your voice right there. Congrats. You have won that 4-pack of tickets. We will reach out to you. And look at that. He said Tuesday's his only day off.
Dude,
he'll be
that's
at the Giants
perfect.
Game.
Perfect. Woo woo. Yeah, so that's this upcoming Tuesday at Oracle Park, courtesy of LinkedIn.
All right. It is time now for one of our favorite segments, excuse me, Chidi's Tweets. Chidi's in with us on Friday. She's one of the last remaining holdouts that's still on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it.
Keeping the platform alive.
I enjoy doing a dramatic reading of some of the things that she posts on there. Cereal milk? Is so good. Let me start by saying, no, it's not.
Like
what kind, though?
Well, I don't know. I had this Chex cereal. Like, I mean, when you have it in the bowl, like after you eat it, and then there's...
And then you just drink
the milk. It's so much better than, like, just regular milk.
Okay, let me ask this. The first question is, Chidi, aren't you lactose intolerant?
It is lactose-free milk. Thank you. Okay. Yeah.
So you do need a little cereal flavor to make it a little better. And around the room, well, Selena's not here. I'd love to hear her take. Jess, are you a cereal milk drinker or are you like me? I will continue to add more cereal until it's gone.
No, I'll drink the milk.
So you'll tip bowl once all the flakes or Lucky Charms, whatever was in there, then you're gulping it down.
And I always add way more milk than I should. I don't have a good ratio of milk and cereal, so I always have a bunch of milk left over.
I feel like that's everybody, but then I add more cereal to it.
And you keep adding until you're...
Yep.
Wow, that's a lot of cereal.
Until the spoons hit just bare bottom of the bowl.
I will say it depends on how much milk is left. If there's a lot of milk, I'll add more cereal. But if it's like not that much, I'm just going to drink it.
I'm glad you've moved on to the lactose free milk, Chidi, for your own, for your good and the good of those around you. You're playing with fire.
I know.
Are ripped jeans in style? Jess, I'll let you field that question. Ripped jeans in style?
I'm going to be honest and say they might not be anymore. Because I kind of stopped wearing mine because I felt like people weren't wearing them anymore. And it was a tell of...
Yeah, I was like looking around one time and I was like, wait, I haven't seen anybody wear ripped jeans like in a long time.
Oh my gosh, it's another one of those things that's
like
out.
Skinny jeans.
I had a pair of jeans that I loved just because they fit really good and the color was good. And I wore them so much that eventually...
They ripped?
Yeah, they got like holes in the knees or whatever. You know, I do a lot of construction work and stuff. And I still wore them for a little while because I think it was during the time that maybe ripped jeans were acceptable. But I have taken them fully out of the rotation because I'm with you, Chidi. I don't see a lot of ripped jeans and I don't see a lot of ripped jeans on men in particular. Yeah. So I think I retired them. I still have them just in case.
Just in case, yeah. You know, fashion always.
It's cyclical. Comes back. It'll come back around.
But I do feel like it's one of those things that isn't full on talked about or judged just yet.
Yeah.
Like they kind of made a silent exit.
Mm-hmm.
They did. And of all the other fashion choices and articles that we hear, oh, you're a millennial if you're still wearing a jean jacket and all this stuff. We never heard that same thing spoken about the ripped jeans. I am curious.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, everything is out nowadays.
All right, when you're walking around today, everybody look and see if there's any ripped jeans out there. And if you're driving to work in ripped jeans right now,
leave us a talk back.
Sorry, Chidi says you're not cool. IDK, living alone seems kind of boring. Like, what do you do by yourself?
I guess.
Slap the hand.
Jen, oh my gosh. What?
Oh my gosh.
I feel like it's actually the opposite. So I feel like it's so fun to live alone because the possibilities are endless.
You can do anything you want. You're vibing at home.
By
you
yourself?
Can, you, I can take a nap if I want. I can cook this if I want. I can play the downstairs DJ
Oh my gosh.
You could have a drink. Like, nobody's going to be judging you. You could walk around naked. You could walk around naked with a drink after you took a nap.
Whoa, easy. This is a family show, Jess. Wow. Okay. Well, we know what Jess does. Do you want to tell any of our listeners where to set up their telescope near your house in San Mateo?
But you know what I mean? Like, there are no rules, and that's the fun part. Because when you live with somebody else, there are more judgments.
True.
Yeah, but, like, you don't have anyone to talk to. You have to watch TV shows by yourself. Like,
that's why you get a cat.
Oh, my God.
Then you have somebody to talk to.
I was with you until you had the cat part. I've lived both ends of the spectrum. Uh-huh. Yeah. I've lived in a house for several years with 10 guys. Ooh. 10 of us. And it was awesome. It was some of the most fun ever. Was the house disgusting? Of course. Yes. But it was one of the most absolute times ever. That was in college. And then, you know, as the following year after that, 6 of us lived together. And the year after that, 3 of us. Okay. And the year after that, I was down to 2, me and my brother here in San Francisco. And then after that, got my own place here in San Francisco. And once you live alone, you could never go back to live it. As much as fun as I had all those years and all the different roommate situations and the different apartments, houses and stuff, and all the fun, I would never go back. Once you live alone, you're like, this is fantastic.
Yeah. And like right now that you're at home with your family, Chidi, a lot of them are like, hey, Chidi, you know, cook a meal for us.
Yeah, clean the house, mop the floors. Yeah. Why didn't you clean the toilets?
When you live alone, if today I'm like, you know what? I don't really feel like cooking anything. I just want to have, you know, girl dinner, some ingredient, whatever ingredients I have in my fridge, nobody's going to judge me.
Now that sounds nice. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Or you can be like me and your roommates are a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old. Well, and one beautiful woman. But the 6 and the 8-year-old, man, they're really annoying. And they don't
boss
ever.
You around.
And I'm like, here's how much you owe for the PG&E bill this month. And they don't ever write me a check for it or Venmo me or Cash App or whatever. So
the JV show on Wild 94.9.